Aleishu chelik beis tav kuf ein zain. Towards the bottom, harish ma'arich b'viur inyan z'beuchis chem siman chavav. So Rosh elaborates on this concept of neis nistar as follows. Livtoyach b'shem b'chol levavcha, to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ul ha'amin b'ashgachasoy peratis, and to trust in his involvement in one's life, thereby one fulfills complete yichud, unifying the concept of Hashem, to understand that Hashem's eyes, so to speak, are throughout the land, they go throughout the land and see everything, his eyes are upon the ways of men, he penetrates into the deepest thoughts of the person. A person whose emunah is deficient in terms of hashgacha, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you from Eretz Mitzrayim, you was involved in your particular circumstances and challenges, then his emunah in the broader and more abstract notion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the creator is also deficient. And therefore it's not a complete unity. This concept is what makes Yisrael treasured above all nations. It's the foundation of the entire Torah. The author elaborates, Bitachon stems from one's trust in Hashem's involvement in his life. It contains two separate concepts. Again, the concept of providence, for good, for better, and Hashem's involvement openly in running the world, in directing, guiding the world, and nevuah. Al hashgacha peratis, regarding the concept of this divine providence, individual providence, mevi harosh shel isha pesukim. He incorporates in that passage, that paragraph above, three pesukim. Uchderech harishanim kolel bem shalosh sugiyos. There are three discussions incorporated in them. The first one, a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, Beis, Perek Tes Zayin, Ki Hashem Einav Meshaitetos Bechol Ha'aretz. His eyes roam the land, the entire earth. Lishazek im levavam shalem eilav. Speaking about those whose hearts are complete, and the author explains, Zoi Hashgacha lechazek eila shelevavam shalem imoy. It's a type of Hashgacha, Hashem's providence, involvement, to strengthen those whose heart is complete with him. And similarly, v'chen bizchaya dalet uverashi sham. Look over there. Mishra'ui lechach mechazek osu Hashem b'ma'asav. If a person is worthy, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his hashgacha strengthens him. The second pasuk from Yirmeyahu lamed beis, gedoil ha'itza v'rav ha'aliliya, a description of Hashem, asher einecha pekuchos al kol darkei b'nei adam. Your eyes are open over the ways of people. Loses le'ish kidrachav uchifei ma'al alav, to give each individual according to his ways, according to the fruits of his deeds. Mini HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashgiach al kol ma'aseh b'nei adam. Again, he's involved in control of all people's deeds. Loses le'im sechar o'inesh al kulam, to reward them or otherwise for whatever they do. And finally, Yirmeyahu Yudzayin, Hani Hashem choyker lev bochen kelayos. I investigate, I see deep to the heart. Again, to give a person in accordance with his deeds. The point over here, as opposed to the previous pasuk, is that Hashem's involvement and providence is not limited to what a person does. It's also about his thoughts, his intentions, his plans, whether they were fulfilled or not. Even those things which the Navi refers to as residing in the kidneys, certain ideas, which in brackets it says mashkirim ayom tat hakara, what today is called the subconscious. So the hashgacha is not limited to one's deeds. It also goes as far as one's plans and intentions, and even what is his subconscious intent. Hashgacha mischashev es gam im amidois apolios b'edam. It takes into consideration the midois within the person. Shem terachav, the Navi describes as his ways. And also the far repercussions, the remote repercussions from a person's deeds that he should have taken into consideration. The individual is held responsible for those repercussions that will come from his deeds, which he should have taken into consideration. Shen prima alelav, the fruit of his deeds. Hanagas Hashem Yisbarach Olamo Yisgalta B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. The fact that Hashem guides his world, that was revealed openly in Yitzias Mitzrayim. ומהניסים המפורסמים עד המידה בניסים הנסתרים, כפי שכוסף הרמב"ן הנ"ל. We cited the Ramban above in Parshas Bo, that from these great and open, explicit miracles, one comes to understand and acknowledge the more ordinary miracles. ומי שאינו מאמין שהקדוש ברוך הוא מנהיג את העולם, a person who does not accept that הקדוש ברוך הוא is guiding the world in this way, אינו מאמין גם בנבואה. His emunai nevoah will also be deficient. Shehu yizbarach mizgalel avadam mamash. The concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can reveal himself to his avodim, kafi shenizgala b'ma'amad har sinai lechol yisrael b'nevoah, as happened to all of Klal Yisrael at har sinai. Harei gam hoigei de'ois me'umes elam higiu le'emunah b'elokim kemusag metafizi. Various thinkers among the nations, various philosophers, have achieved a certain emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is some metaphysical concept, is something which is abstract and theoretical. Aval emunaseinu rechokah mizeh kirechok mizrach mimarav. Our emunah is as distant from that concept as is east from west. Lanu nizgala HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He revealed himself to us. V'amar lanu hu be'atzmo yizbarach anochi Hashem Elokecha. And spoke to us and said, anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's not something that's abstract and distant and remote. דרגס הראשונים בניסים שנעשו למעשה שווה לדרגס הנבואה שזכו אליה. The level of nisim that early generations experienced corresponded to the level of nevoah that they earned. There's a direct correlation between them. ההנהגה עם האבויס הקדושים עשתה בניסים נסתרים. The הנהגה with our voice, we see throughout Bereshis, was nisim נסתרים. No great and open miracles, nothing spectacular. And the nevuah was, as it says in Vaera, that Hashem revealed himself in a certain level, El Shaddai, and not a different level. In contrast, Dargas Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem Haisa Benisim Gluyim, his level of nevuah, his level of Nisim were open, revealed, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Kriyas Yom Suf. His nevuah was on a completely different scale. The Ramban discusses this at the beginning of Parashas Vo'eira. There's again a correlation between this and levels of emunah. A person who can believe in open miracles can believe that there's open prophecy. Those who refuse to accept the possibility, the concept of open miracles, can't really accept the possibility of open nevuah. This is again the phrase of the Rosh that we saw just above. Bitachon, which is founded on clear emunah, is yichud ha-shalem. The Rosh called it complete yichud. Yesh lanu shtei mitzvois b'emunah. We have two mitzvois in emunah. In fact, the first two mitzvois that the Rambam enumerates in his Sefer HaMitzvois. The first one, shena'amin sheyesham ila v'siba. We need to believe that there is a cause. Hu po'el l'chol nimtzeim. A prime cause that brought about all existence. V'hu amroi anichi Hashem Elokecha. This is encompassed in Hashem's statement, anichi Hashem Elokecha. ומצווה שנייה, a second mitzvah, שציוונו בהאמנס הייחוד, to believe in Hashem's oneness, והוא שנאמין שפועל המציאות וסיבסי הראשונה אחד, to believe, to trust, that the one who brings existence, its first cause, is one. והוא אמרי, שמה ישראל השם לכן השם אחד. That's encompassed in that פסוק. The author explains, הבורא המחיה והמשגיח ומנהיג אחד. The idea of here is that the creator brings about existence, brings about life, is involved in the affairs of the universe and its individuals, is one. Ha'emunah she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara es ha'olam peshutai. The emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is relatively simple. Va'in bar da'as she'mesupak ba. Yoyser kasha ha'emunah b'hashgacha ha'peretis. It's more difficult. It's a greater level to be a ma'amin in individual providence. Ki ha'adam ro'e b'enei basar. We human beings who see things with our flesh and blood eyes, ragil lisloes kol me'ora b'sibah nires l'einayim. we instinctively attribute everything to the immediate cause. Whatever happened, it's the immediate cause, that, preceding cause that brought it about. ולכן הוא תולה בטבעוי כל מקרה בסיבה גשמיס. And therefore, naturally, we attribute everything that happens to some immediately preceding natural cause. ולכן הרע עשה התורה כדי שלחלק את אמונה בשתי מצוויס. That's why the two מצוויס of אמונה. Because the first one is easier to achieve than the other one. They are distinct from one another. חייבים אנו להסרמם מעל המבט הגשמי. We obligated to transcend this physical outlook. ולראות כל דבר מתוך מצב של קרבה אל הקדוש ברוך הוא, to see things from a situation of closeness to הקדוש ברוך הוא. בקרבתו יתברך אין הגשמיות חוצצת. When one is close to הקדוש ברוך הוא, then that physical outlook is no longer a boundary, ואין מקום לחלק חס וחלילה בין הבורא המחיה, המשגיח והמנהיג. And then there's no room anymore to differentiate between the creator, who's this abstract notion, and the idea that he is the one who's involved and guiding the world, etc. There's no room anymore for that type of distinction. רק במצב זה, under that condition of ייחוד השלם, that condition of קרבה, of closeness, ייתכן ביטחון אמיתי. This is when true ביטחון is possible. הוא אשר הראש מדגיש. This is what the Rosh emphasized, again in that paragraph above. לבטח בשם בכל לבבך. To trust in Hashem with all your heart, and thereby to achieve this complete unification in your heart. It's not good enough to reach an intellectual conviction that there's divine providence. Certainly, we're not talking about the level of simply reciting, reading the Yud Gimel Ekere Emunah, being able to read it. To memorize it even. אלא בביטחון ובאמונה בלב דווקא. We're talking about something much, much deeper. We're talking about trusting הקדוש ברוך הוא in the heart. כי בלב נעוץ המבט הגשמית. There, that the physical outlook, that outlook of cause and effect is rooted, התולה בסיבות גשמיות, ומבט זה עלינו לעקור מלב. It's that outlook that we have to uproot from our hearts, ולשתול במקומו אמונה אמיתית וביטחון גמור, and to implant instead, to replace it with true אמונה and complete ביטחון. שהאמונה בהשגחה פרטית והביטחון בשם הם יסוד כל התורה כולה. The fact that this conviction that Hashem is involved, divine providence, that is the foundation of the whole Torah was explained already above, בדברינו על הרמב"ן בסוף פרשת בוי. We discussed the Ramban at the end of פרשת בוי. הראש מוסיף שזו סגולה של כל העמים. What the Rosh adds, over and above what the Ramban said, is that this is what makes Yisrael unique and treasured above all nations. על זה נדבר בעזרת השם בפרק הבא. That's the theme of the coming chapter. עד כאן.